Jeffrey Tucker has a good article, The Trouble with Testing. As he said, Deborah Birx is at it again, urging mass testing for the detection of bird flu.
We're not testing to really see how many people have been exposed and got asymptomatically infected.
Asymptomatically.
Every cow. Weekly. You can do pooled PCR. We have the technology. We're, the great thing about America is we're incredibly innovative, and we have the ability to have these breakthroughs.
What a wicked person.
We pool testing every dairy worker. I do believe that there's undetected cases in humans because we're once again only tracking people with symptoms. When we did that with COVID,
because they're the only ones who are sick, lady.
East undetected because it took a long time to get to the vulnerable individuals. But in the meantime, thousands, hundreds of thousands of people were infected with asymptomatic or mild disease and never came to medical attention.
If it's asymptomatic or mild, we don't need to worry about it. But she's going to use, she's going to lock you down because, well, there's cooties that you don't even know about out there. You may not be sick. But hey, you are a threat to us all, right? And so Jeffrey Tucker says the role of testing is relatively uncontroversial. Well, not with me. And he says, but it probably should be. I would say that it is primarily the controversy. And he does make the case further on in this article that that is exactly the case. All of this stuff is predicated on the PCR PR campaigns. Maybe that's what it stands for. PCR public campaign. So what's left of the out of the testing issue is a great question of why would we do it? Is it track, trace, and isolate? That has been proven to be impossible and has long known to be impossible. Logically, if your theory is that people are getting this from one person coming in contact with another, if that's your germ theory or your pathogen theory, well, if it's fast spreading, fast mutating, then of course that's not going to work. See, what they're telling you is logically inconsistent, whether or not you believe in their virus theory or not, whether or not you believe in their PCR tests or not. What they're telling you is completely illogical and inconsistent. The iTunes and Google App Stores had contract tracing programs that you could download. That way, if you came close to somebody who had tested positive, you would be alerted. The snitch apps, remember those? It worked like a digital leper's bell. In fact, even now, the airlines are still doing COVID contact tracing for flying in and out of the country. Did you know that? Another reason not to fly. Another possible rationale is likely the one in the mind of Birx. Did she have a mind? She was formed in the AIDS era, where the goal was zero infections. She was always a proponent of zero COVID. Remember zero COVID? Do you remember the horrors in China? The people locked in the high rises and they put the recordings out there at night. You could hear the people moaning in Shanghai and other places. You know how they destroyed those places? They got people, young people, after that, they said, you know, I had a really high paying job here in the city. I'm going back to the rural countryside where we just grow our own food and I don't have anything because I'm not going to go through this again. The zero COVID, that was the Chinese plan. And that was what Birx was pushing. But when we talk about the fact that she was formed in the AIDS era, it's a E-R-R-O-R, she was formed by the money that was given her to run an AIDS organization by the Gates Foundation, as I pointed out yesterday. Now, that's where she got her big leg up on everything, was and the AIDS issue, and it was money from Gates to push that Fauci fraud of AIDS. And remember, AIDS was based, the first one of these things, first disease that was based on PCR lies. He said, think about the movie Contagion, 2011, in this way. It was a killer virus that you could get worse and then die, all rather quickly. In the movie, the job of the health authorities was always to find the infected and to notify everyone with whom they had had contact. By the way, he says, this didn't even work in the film. Yeah. Again, he said, the question beckons, why are we doing all of this? If you're going to embark on an elaborate, invasive scheme to find and isolate every instance of a pathogen, it's a good idea to know precisely that you're trying, what you're trying to precisely achieve with this effort. No interviewer has been smart enough to ask this fundamental question of Burks. What are you trying to accomplish here? Since this can't possibly work the way that you're explaining the spread of the disease, why are you doing this? Problem is, you know, I don't think that they're not smart enough to ask that question. I think they know the answer. I think they know this is a scam. They've got to know it's a scam. And I think they just, you know, to them, it would be a rhetorical question. They know why she's doing it. She's doing it because she wants to lock us down for power and money. That's why all of these things are being done. So in a sense, they don't ask the question because they already know the answer. And you know the answer. I know the answer. Jeffrey Tucker knows the answer. These people who have access to her know the answer. You think she'd come on my show? Could I ask her that question? Hey, Dr. Scarf, we'd like to interview you. Burks does not want to limit testing to people either. She wants cows and chickens tested too. Okay. So he takes us out to its logical extension. He says, so there's no particular reason to limit it just to cows and chickens and humans. It can include every member of the animal kingdom, every four-legged creature, every fish, every fowl. And, of course, the expense would be very enormous and unthinkable. And by the way, it's not just limited to the four-legged creatures or the fish and the fowl. It's also, it'd be the bugs. Wait a minute, those bugs that you want me to eat, have they been tested for bird flu? I really wouldn't want to get bird flu from a bug. It's a lose-lose situation, isn't it? But anyway, he says this would drive the cost of meat production. If you want to check all the chickens and cows and you find one case of an animal that's not sick but fails your PCR procedure, you kill all the animals on the farm. It's going to drive the cost of food sky high. Bingo, that's the purpose of it. We don't even have to ask Burks. We know what the purpose is, don't we? He says, given the inevitable slaughters that would be mandated, we know what the purpose of this all is. This is made worse, as we learned last time, by PCR tests that can be set at any cycle rate to discover the mere presence of a virus or genetic sequence in just about anything. The last time, this led to unwarranted assumptions of contagiousness. Up to 90% in 2020 was unwarranted. As reported by the New York Times, sometimes the New York Times will tell you the truth more so than Zero Hedge, which Zero Hedge seems to have taken the position that we need to be zero bird flu, right? And unless we're zero bird flu everywhere, and we got to test everybody all the time, make sure that we're still zero. Are we still zero bird flu? If not, you know, panic, lock everything down. But I think Zero Hedge needs to change their name to Zero Bird Flu. Because that's what they're pushing. They're pushing the same Chinese insanity. He says, because there was and is so much confusion about this piece, let's just quote it directly from the New York Times. Here's what they said. This number of amplification cycles needed to find the virus, called the cycle threshold, is never included in the results sent to doctors and to patients, although it could tell them how infectious the patients are. Why don't they report that? Same reason that they hide the data about climate change, the same reason that they hide all of this data, the data about vaccine injuries and vaccine deaths and all the rest of this stuff, because they're lying to us. They will never mention the number of amplification cycles because they didn't even tell the doctor and the patient how much they're amplifying it. When they talk about 40 cycles, that's 2 to the 40th powers, 1.1 trillion times. It was precisely the PCR test that created this wild confusion between an exposure, an infection, and an actual case. He said the word case in the past has been reserved for somebody who was actually sick and who needed medical intervention. But all of this fear and everything that they've done with the so-called pandemic is based on conflating exposure to infection to cases. If they magnify this stuff by over a trillion times, if you're exposed to whatever it is that they're trying to find, it may not make you sick. And if it doesn't make you sick, it's because you don't have sufficient quantity of it to be sick, which means that you can't spread it. which means that you, if you could be exposed to it, but you don't have an infection.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. Trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.